All right, welcome to Game Chat for June 11th, 2019. This is not Steph. This is Chris. Steph decided to leave us, and we're kind of just running wild and doing our own thing without outside of her presence. So... So don't expect a well-organized chat this week here. This week we are talking about Donut County that's been created by Ben Esposito. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Published by Anna Perina. I can never pronounce that name correctly.
Anna Perina?
You got it.
Perina. Okay. I always feel like I'm mispronouncing it. Anna Perina Interactive, which is also available on PC, PS4, which is now has a physical release on PS4, thanks to I Am 8-Bit. The Apple App Store, so I'm assuming that's iOS on there, were released last year. Brief synopsis, Donut County is a physics adventure game where you control a hole in the ground. Every time you swallow something, the hole grows a little bigger. You play as a raccoon named BK, a new hire at a startup that uses remote-controlled holes to steal people's trash, along with everything else. When BK falls into the hole himself, he must answer to his best friend Mira and the residents of Donut County, who are now stuck 999 feet below their homes. So, this week's intro question, what is your favorite kind of donut to have with coffee or tea? Or, if you don't like donuts, what kind of garbage snack do you like with your coffee or tea? And we'll go from the top, as always. We'll start with Franco.
Hey, let's see. Donut? Ooh, that's a close. Oh, there's so many. But I gotta go with Boston cream. May not qualify as a donut in the classical sense, but
No, they said in the game that you know, it does qualify as a donut.
Filled donuts.
Oh, okay, good, cool. Yeah. And for garbage snacks, it gotta be chili nachos.
A sweet chili or just chili?
Just chili with you know, you get it at a good place. So a good bar would give you, nachos, cheese whiz, sour cream. I'm hungry. I'm leaving. Bye.
And that concludes Game Chat.
Yes. We're all heading to the bar for nachos.
And donuts. Nachos and donuts now. This is Jonathan. And I think... There's my favorite donut, which I'm thinking about, but then there's the one I'd want with coffee. And the one I want with coffee is I don't even know if it was like, if it's a common thing, but Dunkin' Donuts, I had it one time, and then I got diabetes and never had it again. but it was a filled donut, but it was an Oreo donut. That's what it was. It was filled with like cream, like cookies and cream, and then it was like covered, glazed with like Oreos crunched up on top of it. And just that and coffee to me just like seems like heaven. Cause it's like I only started drinking coffee after I became diabetic. It was only after that I realized Oreos and coffee go so well together. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, an Oreo donut and coffee? Oh. Yeah.
I don't know if you can get them in the drive-thru because you immediately lapse into a sugar coma.
I know.
After eating one of those.
And if I were also talking about trash food, just because I'm thinking like sugary stuff still, just fill in the blank Little Debbie snack. Just
Little right Debbie now, snack cakes.
I've been craving an oatmeal cream pie forever.
Hmm.
Is it trash food? Is that considered trash food?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
It's got lots of preservatives.
Yeah.
I'm next. My name is Madeline, and my favorite donut. So just like probably within the last 2 or 3 years, I have really, really loved eating blueberry cake donuts, which I never would have eaten growing up because it wasn't chocolate and fried. I mean, they are still fried, but they're not like the yeast donuts, you know. But I really like those. They're really good.
Where do you get them?
Like a couple of our local donut places make them.
Oh.
They're just like blueberry cake donuts. Mm-hmm. And then other trash food or garbage food. I mean, honey buns. Honey buns are basically donuts that come in plastic. So.
Yeah. The Barracuda's ugly brother.
Yes. Yep.
So that's me. This is Kevin. Donut, I would have to go Boston cream. And one time I actually did try to have a, I didn't know this existed until I saw it at Dunkin' Donuts, a New York cream, I think.
Hmm.
But they're not good at all.
What makes a New York cream different from a Boston cream?
It's like a normal donut. But covered with, and you put chocolate on it, and then like the inside has like a cream, but it's more of like the cream that you kind of put as like icing on a cake.
Okay.
So it has like that type of, as like the like squeeze icing, like the
butter cream type of thing, or
yeah, like a buttercream type of thing.
Huh.
But it's just in the donut hole. It's not good.
It does not sound good.
Yeah, leave it to New York to ruin something good.
Yeah.
Junk food? Would hot pretzels be considered junk food?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think you would get it at pretzels. Like a concession but
if
stand.
If I went like real junk food, it would be like devil dogs. Which... I don't even know if they have them or like a other equivalent in like other parts of the country. They seem to be really only an East Coast thing.
Chocolate covered devil dogs are amazing.
Yeah. Never had that.
Okay, I thought I knew what a devil dog was, and then you said chocolate covered, and now I'm not sure.
Devil dogs, it's essentially like a
chocolate cake.
It's like a chocolate cake. It almost reminds you of like the ice cream sandwich type of material, ice cream sandwich kind of chocolate thing, but more of like hot dog bun shape.
Okay.
And then it has like a like the Twinkie cream.
There you go.
And yep.
Oh, those things. Those are called devil dogs?
Yes.
Yeah. Probably on the East Coast or North area.
Yeah.
I tried looking at them online at one point, and yeah, it seems to be only in our area because it's made by Drake's, which is they're from New Jersey bakery.
Yeah. Drake's Hostess, yeah. All right, so I guess it's my turn now. This is Chris. For my donut, it's a toss-up between the Boston cream and the French cruller.
Can't remember what the French cruller is.
It's kind of like an eggy type of consistency, but it's in a donut shape, and it's
oh yeah, those so things. Wavy. They're the weird ring donuts.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like almost like a churro in a way.
Yeah.
Consistency, yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I just really like them. As for like trash food, though, it would probably be, I don't know if anyone has, like, there's a potato chip company, Wise. I don't know if anyone has that around here or where you are, but they make onion rings, which aren't actual, like, real onion rings, but they're like the Cheetos that are in the shape of rings, like Funyuns? The size of actual onion rings. Yeah, kind of like Funyuns, but they make they call them onion rings, and but they're I think they're a lot better than Funyuns.
Cool.
Yeah, they seem to taste better and have a better texture. Yeah, that or Funny Bones.
Yeah, Funny Bones are good.
Yeah. Those are also by Drake's, and they're like a chocolate cake thing covered in chocolate with like a peanut butter frosting type of thing filling in the middle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry right now.
I know.
All right, so so on to the game.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just go down the list that we have here. For the mechanics, you're a hole in the ground. So did everyone play on the PC or did they play on a different platform?
I played on the Switch because I'm cool.
All right. I played on the PS4, which I thought was interesting.
So I played with a mouse, and I'm assuming everyone else kind of played with a controller. So
I played with a mouse.
The Switch had a cool thing where it was like you could play it with a joystick and stuff like normal, or you could use the touch screen. And I played around with the touch screen, but it was a little hard because you can't exactly see because the hole's like underneath your finger. So you can
see. Yeah. And for the people listening to it, it's the game's kind of similar to what is it, Katamari Damacy, where you're rolling.
Katamari Damacy. Yes, it's essentially the opposite.
The opposite, yeah. So you're with that game, you're rolling a ball, and the ball's getting bigger. With this one, rather than collecting stuff, you're a hole that's eating stuff essentially, and the hole's getting bigger, so you can collect bigger things. So kind of a similar concept, but yeah. So I don't know. I kind of liked using the mouse. I seem to have some good control in pointing around where you wanted to go, but I don't know how it worked with an actual controller.
Yeah, it was interesting. I don't know. I got it's good. In my thinking of summary for the game, it was almost like this is sort of like the pardon the pun, but it's like some people call them donut holes or munchkins, but it's just like eating them. It's like you think, oh, I'll just have a couple, and then this game is just so, oh, I'll just do a couple levels, and then, you know, before you know it, you're 30 levels into it.
Yeah,
like going, oh, well, okay, let's do some more. Let's see what else we can.
Yeah, because it's not only the. I mean, at least for me, it wasn't only just like the collecting aspect of the game that kind of got you hooked, because it was like, you know, oh, I want to grab that and that. But it was also just like the writing and overall humor of the game that kept drawing you in, at least for me, that kept me going. This was my second playthrough. I played the first playthrough last year. Partly because I had heard about it, I saw it was interested, but also because I was also one of the people to ask been a question on the Humans of Gaming podcast because I'm a monthly contributor, financial contributor or something to LTN. So they had me on to ask me a question. So I kind of had to play the game to be prepared. So, but yeah, I mean, even then, I really enjoyed the game there too. So, but yeah, I mean, I think the writing is the strongest part of the game itself.
Yeah. Trashopedia was,
yeah.
I don't think this game would have been nearly as fun if, it didn't have good writing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there would have been kind of an addicting aspect to it, with just like the collecting aspect, but mm-hmm. with the writing just added that much more immersion into the game itself. So
yeah, there is a game that is on the App Store. I think it's called Hole.io or something that is basically just the collecting aspect of it. I haven't actually played it.
That's a knockoff of this game, actually. And then if you look up a couple of interviews, Ben talks about it and how it actually like gave his game a boost. Just recognizing that that was out there and that it was not going to be like his game.
Yeah, and the game managed to change up, you know, the mechanics after a while, you know, adding the catapult and what was the other, some of the other dynamics that they added
fire.
In.
The fire and the snake tail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. using the snake tail to push things.
Yeah, that was the other thing, too, that I liked about the game is that it wasn't just a matter of collecting stuff. It did add complexity to the game where you are actually having to do puzzles and stuff. So, you know, that was a just an added layer of, like, I guess, immersion where, because it would have been fine just going around increasing swallowing up stuff, but then to have an actual puzzle aspect just made the game even that much better.
Yeah, I appreciated that a lot.
Let's see.
I love this game, and the story, like we said, the writing, but it's like, I love how it's just, I mean, you know, it's called Donut County and you're like, you don't know what kind of game that is. And then you read whatever description you find for it or whatever. And you're like, I still don't really know what this game is. And and you play it. I love how it's just, it's one of those games that it's just, you know, it's not ashamed of its silliness. And I love that. It's like, it's, you know, it's nowadays when everyone's like, oh, I know we only play serious games or with deep stories. It's like, I like how this one's just, it's just fun and silly. And like, I love how all the characters are like they remind me of Animal Crossing characters, and yet Mira is a human. And then there's, I have no idea what salt and pepper are.
I think they're salt and pepper shakers. Like, pretty much.
Straight up, really?
Yeah.
See, if that's true.
That's
love
like the only thing that they could be.
I love all the characters and how like, every character you see, like, is pretty much a level devoted to them. And just how, and yet, it's like it's the same like nonsensical Disney kind of thing where these are animals. There's like a like dog characters, and yet there are actual pet dogs and rattlesnakes. And
yes.
Yeah. Like, and chickens.
And chickens and bunnies.
And geckos.
And geckos. And
sticky
geckos. Yeah. Are fun. Yeah.
It's just, yeah. It's just, it's clever writing because it's just a how clever the silliness and nonsensicalness of it. It's like, like even though like we talked about the Trashopedia, which is like really where the writing shines, is when you collect everything just because it like, you know, it's giving you the impression that you're collecting everything, but it's like you have to suck up everything to finish the level, you know? So it's like, it's not really you're collecting things and you go back and get things you missed. It's like you can't really miss anything, but you go to Trashopedia and it lists all the things you collected, and it just has this absurd little just entry of like description of what it is. And I took over 40 screenshots of just Trashopedia entries, like ones of a fry holder, you know, like you get from like a vendor or something, and it's just says seagulls love French fries because it's the main crop of their homeland. It's like what? And I just love, and it's like you gather like pretty fast that it must be written by like a raccoon and stuff, because it's like there's stuff about like stealing. It's like there's one about tents. There's like what was it? It was tents are just houses you could steal from easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the writing in the Trashopedia, just because like there's not a single one of them that didn't like get me to smile. Just laugh.
So the Trashopedia is like part of the absurdity of the game, but the other part of the absurdity is that you're a hole going around and sucking up stuff when you get a donut order. And it sounds really weird at first, but like reading interviews with the developer, he's like, you know, I had this idea from this Twitter bot that parodies some dude that talks about games, and I knew it was going to be about erasure, and like it feels absurd, but it's at the same time it's also talking about like a very serious thing that, you know, gentrification is taking away people's livelihoods, and how that's affected him and how he feels like that he has been a participant in that, which is really weird to think about, because while I was playing the game, I'm like, well, obviously this is fun because I'm destroying things and who doesn't want to do that? But at the same time, I was like, this is not, like, you know, before the game even starts, like, this is not a quote-unquote good thing that we're doing, just, like, sucking up all this garbage. Because it's not really garbage, it's, like, people's lives. It's their houses and all their stuff and their yards and stuff.
Each level ends with the character of that level falling down the hole. And, like,
yeah,
that's where the award screen is the person falling in the pit. And then it's, like, yeah. And yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how it's relating to gentr, how the game is relating to gentrification. Word.
Because the raccoons are coming and taking over the Donut County. Because basically the coyote sells the donut shop to the raccoons. And then the raccoons basically take over the whole town at that point.
and all the small homes and small businesses get sucked up and disappear. And
Mira
is also like, hey, I know this is going on, and I'm not actually going to do anything about it. And then
until it affects her personally with people directly connected to.
I like how while you're playing the game, it takes people a while to realize that the raccoons don't quite know what a donut is. And that when you order a donut, you're not actually getting a donut, and you're just getting a hole in the ground that basically sucks up all of your possessions and yourself. And it's like, as you're playing the game, you they start piecing together that when you order the donut, that this is what happens.
Yep. And even some of the people, the animals that you're talking to underground, will be like, oh, I didn't want to initially, but the convenience and stuff and how it was participating in the donut hole system was something that they weren't necessarily on board with, but the convenience of it, just being able to order on the app on your phone,
mm-hmm.
was too much of a temptation.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked a whole lot about the main character of BK, the raccoon who's essentially who you're playing as throughout the entire game, because he's the one with the donut delivering app, the holes, and just how his whole character arc, which is it's just enough of a arc, towards the end where you could call it an arc, but I love his character because it's we all know that one person where he's just I don't know what I did wrong. I think I'm actually helping the community, there's the ranger who's afraid of rattlesnakes and you suck up the entire park, but he's but hey, I got rid of the rattlesnakes for you. You're welcome. and then even some of the characters are well, I guess he has some good points. And it's no.
They're nobody wanted to go eat at the cat cafe, so the place is gross.
Yeah, and also
saying they got food poisoning multiple times from there.
Yes. Yeah, and I love how how his whole goal for the whole thing is, and it's and because you're playing as him, it's technically your goal too, is you're just doing this job to get the reward points to get a quadcopter.
Get to level 10.
Yeah, and that's it, how every time you beat a level and you get that reward screen, and it gives you experience points to get to level 10 so you can get the quadcopter. But it's it's all kind of an illusion, as us as gamers, because we know it's that's just the set story. We're not actually earning experience points. But I love how it's almost it's also a commentary on gentrification. It's also kind of commentary of just
apps.
Mobile games and apps in general.
I can never make up my mind. Is the scoring arbitrary or isn't it? Seems arbitrary, but I don't know. Is it based on a timer? I don't know. I was trying to noodle it for the first five levels and I just gave up.
And I also just BK is the main character, and like for like most of the game, like he's the only raccoon you see. And so you, when they keep saying, "Oh, the raccoons bought the donut shop," it's like in my head, I was thinking, "Oh, it's like BK's pop mom pop shop," you know. Mm-hmm. but then it's like, no, it's like an invasion. You know, it's like there are raccoons everywhere, and they are all just as crummy as BK.
They're not as crummy as BK.
You're right, they're worse.
Yeah. like the there's a traffic jam level, and it's like,
yeah, they're all watching TV, yeah,
and it's like you just go to like, and there's like one raccoon's trying to fix a tire on a donut delivery truck, but all the rest of them are like, they set up lawn chairs and TVs in the middle of the road.
A picnic table.
Yeah, and it's just...
Well, I mean, it also looks like all the raccoons are driving the cars, too, so...
There was one mouse, I just noticed that.
Yeah.
This game.
Was there a favorite level that anyone had?
I really liked the geckos.
Geckos was intriguing, yeah.
I don't feel like it did a whole lot interesting as far as like mechanically or strategically, but it was just a lot of fun to try and find the geckos because they blended in.
I started getting good when they started introducing like the things with the... you know, the hole would fill with water, and then you had to figure out how to get the water out, and then timing. Mm-hmm. You know, when these, I kind of wish they had more of that, more of this kind of stuff they had when you get to the raccoon headquarters, where you actually had to, you know, figure some things out instead of just like blindly. Well, I guess it is kind of a metaphor, blindly sucking up everything in your sight.
Yeah. I think I liked the catsup.
Yeah.
With all the
roaches. The roaches, just the fact that it's like it's this soup place that nobody likes, and the chef is just like,
we'll just go with
whatever.
It.
You know? And just like the pun of the name, like catsup. Catsup, catsup. You know, and also just I liked how that was the first one where like it introduced like multiple things you had to do. Like you had to figure out how to fill the pot with, you had to figure out how to make soup in the hole, you know.
Yes.
Right.
And
stupid bugs.
Yeah. And did anyone do the get the little Easter egg secret?
I couldn't get the recipe right. I couldn't quite figure out. Did I need two bugs to make the recipe right? Or
no.
Figure it out.
Yeah, well, after you complete the level in the Trashopedia, like you...
Oh, yeah.
At some point, you suck up a recipe book. And
it's like two soups, or two salts, and like one pepper or something.
Yeah, it's like it was two salts, three peppers. And there's like these giant salt shaker, pepper shakers, mm-hmm. and it's like they rotate, and it's actually kind of hard because once you start making the soup,
right.
roaches will like follow it around, and you got to keep on moving and stuff. But
training for the boss battle,
yeah. But it's just a cute little thing, and then if you do the secret ending and you use a special recipe for the for the super secret soup, the whole point of the levels after you make the soup is the bird has to drink it, and so you and the bird opens up the thing. Well, if you do the recipe right, the soup turns really spicy, and so all it is the bird will like come up and he'll like shed a tear.
Oh gosh.
And it's just it was like, I don't know what I was expecting, because I was like, because I read through every single Trashopedia entry, and then it was like, whoa, is this serious? And I like went back, and it just like a little simple, like the bird just crying because it's spicy, and just a single tear. And
I think you get a. I think you get an achievement.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Switch doesn't have achievements, so
yeah. I'm gonna
actually play for the game.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go through the game again to get everything. I think I missed a few things.
Well, there's a level select.
Yes, when after you finish.
Oh, okay then. Oh. Then I don't have to go through everything again.
No. Yeah. No. And then I don't know if there is any more secrets, but the other secret was like you can get into the vault in the final level at Raccoon HQ. You can get into the secret vault if you are able to punch in a code with the rattlesnake tail in the lab.
Oh, yeah.
Did anyone else do that?
I can't remember. I do remember that.
Did they tell you the code at some point?
Yeah, in the Trashopedia, you find you picked up something called a bandit's note. And it's like up, up, down, down, left, right. It's not the Konami code, but it reminded me of the Konami code. And you have to, in the part where you had to move the crane to get the cages out of the wall, is like you had to type it in there, but it was very tricky because it's very tricky because you don't realize it because the rattlesnake tail will punch the button like three times in a split second. You gotta quickly like almost like whip the tail into the button so it only touches it once.
The tail back and forth.
and then anyways, once you type it in, the vault in like one of the side rooms opens and it's just there's just a pile of gold and a golden quadcopter in there. But I mean it's just like little like that's pointless and cute, but it's fun.
Yeah, little Easter eggs and stuff, yeah.
And it just adds to the gameplay loop because I just realized like why this game is so like addicting, and it's because it reminds me of those like if you ever just like go onto YouTube and just search like satisfying videos, you know, and it's you know like have you ever seen like you know like a really good pressure washer or something, and it just like cleans up all the dirt and like makes like the concrete. Am I sounding crazy?
Yes, it's okay. We love you. Keep going.
there's something satisfying about like when you see something get like super clean immediately, or they use that kind of stuff in like the OxyClean commercials and stuff. It's like one wipe, that's all, you know, and. I'm sounding even more crazier as I keep talking, but
that's the power of OxyClean.
It's a thing, you know. Just yeah, I'm gonna stop talking now.
Jonathan waits for the donut hole to come and consume him.
Everything must be clean. Everything trash must go away.
Oh God.
All right. Well, was there anything else that anyone wanted to talk about that we haven't talked about?
Who was your favorite character?
Possum.
Possum. Possum, definitely.
The raccoon.
Possum and also cousin. Also that chicken. What was the chicken's name that they keep that keeps wanting to make it a BK kiss?
Oh,
I don't know, but Buck? It said
Buck.
Buck.
what was the little puppy's name that was stuck in the hot air balloon?
Pup.
Just Pup. Yeah, it was just Pup. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if Potter. It doesn't really matter, but like I wasn't sure if Potter was supposed to be Pup's mom or dad.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that's another thing just about this game, talking about like you know, you just the mindlessness of apps and that kind of stuff is how every single one of these characters, when the hole is sucking up everything, every single one of these characters watches the hole. Like, they follow it. Their eyes track the hole throughout most of the levels. If they see the hole, you know, it's like, so it's like, mm-hmm. I love how it's like, they're all like in this like deep, dark hole in the ground. And they're all like complaining about how getting all sucked up. But it's like, when it comes down to it, they're the ones who all ordered the donut. And then they all watched it happen. None of them ran away from the hole. The only thing ran away from the hole were the geckos.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. I don't even know what it's called, but that when basically when like something bad is happening, like and you just everybody just kind of stands around and watches, and nobody's like trying to help the person or like call the police or something.
All the cars drove into the hole in the middle of the highway. Saw the cars in front of them drive into it and kept driving.
Yes.
Yeah. I liked that the game was talking about stuff beyond just being silly, but at the same time I feel like they really hand-waved the BK being convinced that, yeah, this is a bad idea at the end. Because that boss quadcopter was freaking amazing. And if I was BK, it would be really hard for me to say no to that just because my friends are like, oh, you're a butthole. That was basically their argument.
Did anybody else laugh at the mouse guitar? Or should I say ukulele?
The ukulele?
Oh.
Yes. With the Forever and Best Bros, and they broke the ukulele in, well, three pieces, but actually two. That. But yeah, they broke it in half.
And they were both obsessed with birds.
Yeah. I wasn't really looking at a bird video. At least not that time.
I'm just going through my screenshots at all the pictures I took of the Trashopedia, and I'm like, I want an actual physical Trashopedia just with these pictures and descriptions. Like, please. Yeah.
Now, is that a book you'd spend $30 for?
Yes. Yes.
The Trashopedia idea actually ended up for Donut County actually ended up inspiring a thing. I'm trying to remember what the game is, but it's some sort of factory game that's being produced by Finji. They made a Twitter account and are essentially doing their own Trashopedia-like thing for all of the factory items that are in that game.
Wilmots?
Yes.
That's
what it is. Yeah. But yeah, I think they had a similar description thing in Katamari for all of the items you got. But that one was a little bit harder to collect all of the encyclopedia items.
I forgot my other favorite character is the frog. I really like
the frog. Oh, yes. Who becomes best friends with, or who the beekeeper becomes good friends with.
He's a cool frog.
That is a big frog, though.
The frog seems to get bigger too as he.
Yes.
Yeah.
The frog is ginormous by the end.
All right. So, should we get to scoring?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, if people didn't see in the chat, we are randomizing the order now. So Franco doesn't always have to go first.
Thank you.
So starting it off this week is Jonathan.
Oh no. Well, I like this game, in case that wasn't apparent. It's so simple. It's fast. It's clever. You know, it's just, it actually has deeper meanings to the story besides just being silly and nonsensical. It's like there is some sense hidden into it, and just the gameplay is addictive and just satisfying. And it was just a very delightful, enjoyable game, almost like eating a donut. You know what? I'm going to give this a 10 out of 10 just because it made me happy.
Very good. All right, I'm up next. For what it's slotted at and what my expectations were, no disappointments whatsoever. As Jonathan said, and I was just going to say, see, that's why going first is so good. You ruined my metaphor. The game is a donut. It's basically a perfect metaphor for the game. It's a donut. It's light, airy, and tasteful, you know, really nice, sweet, satisfying, and enjoying. I'll give it a 9. Chris.
One moment.
Typing is hard.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, this was my second time playing the game here. Just as fun as the second, the first time playing, and surprisingly, didn't remember quite as much as the first time. Because as I was playing, I was like, okay, so I remember these levels, and then I was like, all right, so I know that there's more, but I can't quite remember what else is next. And then I was like, oh yeah, I completely forgot about this one and that one, and then realizing that there were like 4 or 5 other levels before getting to the raccoon headquarters. It really is an enjoyable game. It really keeps your interest. It's, you know, it's only 2 hours long, and that's including reading the Trashopedia after each level, reading all of the dialogue, and just like collecting or sucking or everything up in the hole or swallowing it, however you want to say that. There were both anthropomorphic dogs and actual dogs that didn't quite know how to walk properly.
Jump around,
somersault around, and flop around, and everything. So,
some get into hot air balloons and fly away.
Yeah. The art style was comic, cartoony, but it was enjoyable. And I don't know, like the music was nice. It was just very simple, and it was just, I don't know, there's not much more to say about it, but except that there were dogs in there. And like you kind of wanted more, but you felt like you got enough.
Yeah.
For the amount of gameplay that you had. I do remember with the boss battle the first time that I was getting kind of frustrated because I wasn't quite understanding what I had to do. Plus, I missed the maze a few times and got cement covering mm-hmm. the hole, so I had to have one of the bombs blow the cement apart. So that was frustrating. But the second time around, I was able to get through. So yeah, I would definitely give this a 9.
Game was fun. I originally had watched a playthrough of a streamer I watch play this with his girlfriend, and they did voices for all the characters, so it made the game an even more enjoyable experience, because there's nothing like giving voice to lines as silly as this game churns out. I didn't find the, I guess, puzzles, I guess, too challenging to have you stumped for that long, which is great. The length was good. Let's see. I'm trying to think of anything else. Yeah, it was just a really good, solid game. Everything's pretty much mostly been said. I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
All right.
It's Madeline. I liked this game. It was a lot of fun to play. I feel like they kind of, whatever deeper meaning was there, I feel like they kind of hand-waved a little bit towards the end of the story. And I would, honestly, it was more fun to stay a hole in the ground than it was to be nice to my neighbors. But I still had a lot of fun playing this game. So I'm going to give it an 8.
All right. So, all right, that's been Donut County. For next week, we will be playing Stories Untold from No Code Studios, which was published by Devolver Digital, which I believe is on PC and Mac OS only. This came out in 2017. And just to give you a quick synopsis here, Stories Untold is a narrative-driven experimental adventure game that bends the genre into something completely unique, combining a mix of classic text adventure, point-and-click, and more. Four short stories are packed together into a single mysterious anthology that has been described as fantastic, fascinating example of interactive visual storytelling, and earned widespread critical acclaim since release. The game pulls together 80s retro nostalgia, innovative and experimental genre-defying gameplay, intense psychological horror to create one of the most fascinating and unique tales you can play this year. The first episode, and then that's just kind of going on to some more stuff there. Yeah, that's it for Game Chat this week. If you want more Game Chat, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play under the Game Chat for all past and current shows. You can keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at the_game_chat. Instagram at the game chat, and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or topic for our current game, and we might read it on the show. Email us at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. Want to join in on the chat? Email us at jointhechat@thegamechat.net. Or send us some pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week where we're chatting about Stories Untold. And until Tuesday, we will chat with you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.